Ride with the Wind, written by Anne McCullough Rennie and read by Casey Withers. Across the wide expanse of greyness, partially illuminated by the giant stadium floodlights, Joe could just make out swiftly moving shadows. Reaching the crossing at the half mile, she and Linda waited as jockeys, hunched high over their mounts, emerged from murky grey. Thundering past, they disappeared back into the gloom, the horses' rasping breath almost as loud as the rhythm of their pounding hooves. Walking the horses smartly across the track, the cinder soft under their hooves, the two girls headed towards the trotting track in the middle of the course to put the horses through their warm-up exercises. Normally the quietest day in the week, today was unusually busy. Joe and Linda were working left-handed to give the horses practice riding the opposite way around the track. Bella was always more nervous with the left-hand canter, and Joe's hand tightened on the reins as the filly shied nervously away from a pair of horses returning from the track, clouds of steam billowing from their bodies. Leaning forward, Joe patted Bella reassuringly with her gloved hand, talking softly to her as the two girls set off around the trotting track at a steady pace. Joe had loved Magic Bell from the moment the nervous, skinny yearling had come to Kingsford Lodge. Always around her father's world-famous stables from the moment she could toddle, Joe had naturally absorbed many of Charlie's special techniques in dealing with horses and their different characteristics. In awe of his ability, she had watched in admiration the way Charlie had summed up this frightened, scrappy yearling at the sale, then settled her down back home, building her confidence and her frame so that now, while still highly strung, Bella was a healthy, responsive two-year-old. When Charlie had put Joe on Bella 6 weeks ago for slow track work, Joe could hardly believe her luck.
"If you can train her up at slow pace work, she's yours," her father had promised. Joe was stunned. They both knew this horse was destined for great things.
From then on, horse and girl had been as one, Magic Bell responding to Joe's every command, Joe in tune with the chestnut's quirks and marvelling at the horse's plucky nature. As she and Linda continued to work the horses, warmer now from the exercise, Joe was glad the gloom hid the pride that shone from her dark, pansy-like eyes. Gone were concerns of unfinished school assignments, low grades, and detentions from falling asleep in class. Here was her great love. Here lay her dream to become Australia's greatest female trainer. Riding track work was another step closer to that dream. With typical Kingsford stubbornness, Joe refused to accept that racing was a male world with little place for female trainers. Ever since she could stagger at the age of two, she had seen a top trainer operate. Half her childhood had been spent being babysat by horses. Typical comments around the traps that women couldn't handle the heat of the track and were better off in the heat of the kitchen made her blood boil. For the umpteenth time, Jo felt her excitement build as she imagined Magic Bell coming round into the final straight in the mecca of all Australian races, the Melbourne Cup.